I'm Lawton Blanchard from UConn, Oklahoma. I'm 16 years old, and I am going to be running the Oklahoma City Full Marathon on Sunday.
I'm Lawton's mom, Arlene Blanchard, and I am a survivor of the Oklahoma City bombing. I was working on the fourth floor in the Army Recruiting Battalion as an Army Personnel Sergeant. I had 9 working days left in the military when the bombing happened, and I am grateful to be here as a proud American mom and former Army Sergeant.
I actually didn't go to the memorial for a long time because it's still a very raw memory for my mom. Trauma is not an easy thing to get over. So I didn't go until I was I think I was older than 10 the first time I went. But I've heard about it a lot because I'd always help with my mom with setting up when she'd go have talks about it. She talked to my school about it a couple times, and I even introduced her when she started speaking at my middle school. So the event itself isn't hard, but the memorial is very powerful. It's really an in-depth experience. You walk in and you just see, it's a nice little museum. Then you walk into the building and then you hear the bomb go off.
Here we are, 171 lives later, and I say 171 because 3 women were pregnant, and that's a life. And see how important a life is, because here I am sitting next to my son.
The first time I went, it was very raw for me, being with my mom because she was crying, and the other people I went with were crying, and I was crying a little bit because it's a very powerful thing.
I try not to go down there too often because it is so powerful, and then I am not big on crowds, and so
that's true. That's very true.
I'm not big on crowds, and we have 20,000 plus people that are going to be there, but I will be there for my son, cheering him on, and that's why I speak, as I want the next generation to understand how important it is to treat human beings like human beings. We're not animals. And to see that what I've said over the years having an impact on him and bearing fruit is just amazing to me as a mom. So this is so fulfilling for me right now.
The most I've done are kind of informal 5Ks a couple years ago. My dad's super stressed because he's what if you get hurt? What if you get hypothermia? What if you get sick and miss your finals? And I'm it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine. But I don't know. He's more than a little bit worried. He's very worried.
So how you keep your dad at bay?
Chocolate. No, I'm just kidding.
You kind of you just kind of go, yeah, okay, I'll do what you say.
We keep trying to explain to him, Lawton doesn't have to run the entire marathon, but I know that he thinks that Lawton will try to run the entire marathon, but he has enough sense to gauge himself, and he knows his body.
I'll duck out if I need to. It'll be fine.
Yes. I'm going to enjoy seeing him cross that finish line. Yes. And to see it in person. Many years we have watched it on TV together, and this is definitely a new chapter for both of us. Mm-hmm.